Welcome to Take Me Back Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Larson, and this is my co-host, Jacob White, who will also be my interviewee this evening, actually. On this podcast, we take people out of the boxes that they're often put in by those they meet, and then we take them out and put them back through their lives so that we can kind of discover them for who they really are. We hope that not only you, the listeners, learn about the interesting people that we interview, such as Jacob, but we also hope that you can discover how to, you know, find the interesting people around you. Like, that's really what we want at the end of the day. But without further ado, let's give a big round of applause to Jacob White.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, well, thanks for being on here, Jacob. My question to you is, how did we get here?
That's a really good question.
Sorry, I'm just right off the bat. We're breaking in the big guns.
Yeah, that's actually a really good question. It's kind of
take me back.
It's kind of been weird how we got here, like to like this moment. Like if we're just going in terms of my life, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Okay, so right now you're currently in the box as a podcaster, but I want to get to know you for how you entered the box. And so let's start at like where do you feel like podcasting became a calling for you?
Actually, I'll
let you start. This is your story.
As far as like podcasting, I've been a very like avid podcast listener since probably like 14 years old.
Okay.
Which is really weird for like a 14-year-old to be listening like to podcasts and just like,
yeah.
Like most 14-year-olds.
What were you listening to?
Most of the stuff I would listen to, and it was like a daily thing. Every day, I would listen to what's called the BYU Sports Nation. So BYU has this sports show that they air every single day, and they release it in the afternoon on podcast form. And so I'd get home from school most days and throw that bad boy on for like an hour.
No shot.
Yeah. So, it's not technically a podcast, but for me, it came in the form of a podcast. I never really watched the TV show that they do.
Yeah, kind of like a radio station, but. Yeah, like a podcast. Yeah, you're right. It was a podcast.
Yeah.
For 14-year-old Jacob White.
Yeah, so that's kind of where it all began.
Wait, but what do you like about it?
I just love listening to, like, the two guys who do it, Jeremy and Spencer. They're just, like, good guys, and they talk about... Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, they do the safety zone. I just love listening and learning about BYU sports. I just, like, super way too invested in it for no, like, reason. Like, I have no ties to BYU. Before I was here as a student, like
that's actually crazy. Like, I never,
my parents didn't go here. I had like an aunt or uncle who had been here, but like other than that, like my ties to BYU were just solely the church.
See, that's crazy because I'm like on my mom's side, I'm a third generation BYU student.
That's actually crazy.
And on my parents' side, my father's side, I don't know when the first person was that went to BYU, like. Because, like, they're just, like, pioneer stocks.
So. Yeah. Like Brigham Young Academy stuff.
Yeah, and, like, yeah, straight up. And, like, I got BYU gear, like, every Christmas and birthday. So that actually became known as the Yahoo Boy by a couple of my friends because everybody thought it was Yahoo. And
that's really funny, actually.
And not BYU because I'm from St. Louis, freaking Missouri.
Yeah.
And
no one knows what BYU is.
No, no one knows what BYU is, especially whenever you're, like, 10.
Yeah.
And so, and I had this BYU shirt that had a fat Y on the back. And everyone thought it was the Yahoo.
I mean, it's better than Yale. I got Yale a lot.
Yeah.
But, growing up, like, I didn't have, like no ties. Like, I didn't even, like, have that much BYU gear. Like, you're talking about, like, that, like, history. But, like, that was kind of, like, my introduction to podcasts. But, like, if I were to go back to your question,
thank you for going back to the question. I got a little distracted.
No, that's fine. Probably during COVID, actually, like, I started getting really into, like, track and field and, and at the time, like, during COVID, no one was doing anything. And so, like, I knew a bunch of people, and all they would do is just make podcasts. And so I started consuming a lot more, like, of the media of podcasts just because they were being produced so much. And so it was a lot of, like, running podcasts. And there was these two high schoolers that were actually, like, my same age from Florida. And they, like, started a podcast, and somehow I found out about it. Like, they ran, but, like, they weren't very good.
Right.
And they just, like, had some really, like, intriguing like conversations, and they had a couple conversations with other people, but a lot of their podcast episodes was just them talking about like different issues.
And you enjoyed that?
And I really enjoyed it. It was like, wow, like these dudes like seem super cool. Like I want to be friends with them. I was like, right, if like I lived in Florida,
third wheeling, almost.
Like, yeah, like I would just like listen to their conversations, and then it was just like it just like made me to think so deeply.
Okay.
And like just really internalize the different topics that they were talking. Like I remember one of their episodes was like about social media, and they brought like a lot of fat. Like they obviously did some homework before they came on, and like
that's important, I think. Homework.
Yeah, like because of what they said, like because of kind of like the conversation that they were having, and they didn't always agree, but like you could tell they were really good friends.
Yeah.
It just like caused me to kind of like say what like. It just caused like deeper thinking. I was like, that's really cool. Like, I want friends like that who like I can have a conversation with them and it doesn't seem that crazy. And I want to be able to just like,
yeah,
to have some deeper thinking. So that's probably like when because of them, I was like, maybe someday I'll be on a podcast.
Really? So this has been like what? That would have been like 4 years ago now.
Yeah. Probably like 2020.
No way.
Yeah.
And here we are 2024 in October.
Yeah, and they don't do podcasts anymore, but like...
Well, and what's crazy is also like the full circle of BYU and podcasts, you know, starting off with...
really weird.
And so during COVID, these kids, podcast, you go on your mission. You don't do anything about podcasting. Was it still in the back burner somewhere? Was it something that you thought about? Did you ever ideas come up? Or was it just gone for a while?
I think for the most part, it was just gone.
Really?
Like, I had loved listening to podcasts, but after, like, a year or so probably, like, even before I graduated from high school, like probably by the mid-2021, my kind of, like, dreams of having a podcast were kind of gone.
No shot.
Because, like, they had stopped making podcasts. All the podcasts I would listen to was just, like, sports-based, and so it's just a bunch of, like, journalists who have jobs in sport.
Okay.
And so I was like, well, this is their job, so, like, and I consume their media. Like I'm not a sports journalist, so I'm not going to, I don't have a platform right now to like have a podcast. And so that kind of idea of like just having a podcast for the mere purpose of like creating deeper thought in people was kind of gone.
Interesting. Yeah. So yeah, that's okay. So you go on. So, all I remember is, so I've had a little background on me.
Yeah.
My name is Paul Larson. I am from St. Louis, Missouri, and I've been asking Jacob these wonderful questions, but so I've thought about being on a podcast, but it's been a very recent development. Like I'd say definitely within the past year, maybe even like the past, I don't know. I think I told you about it when last year I was like, what if I made a podcast called like New Friend Friday? And we just met new people. And that was like the only idea I had, but that's just cause I was like, I think it'd be super fun to get to know more people around BYU.
Yeah.
Right. And that was like, very much of it. And I was like, oh, like it'd be really fun to have a podcast, like to just talk to people and record it and put it out there, because like you said, it can be very edifying and lifting people up. But then I didn't really think about it. Like it comes up like every month or so. I'm like, oh, I should make a podcast or something like that. Like, that seems doable, right? We have a lot of ideas and they're doable. There's a little bit more out there.
Yeah.
Like Fab and Go Oats and all the other ideas that we've come up with.
Yeah, sure.
Like here we are. We're actually podcasting right now. This is kind of crazy. But anyways, going back to, I don't think we had ever even talked about podcasts before, but I think that all I remember is you come into like the kitchen one day and you're like, Paul, we need to start a podcast. Does it take me to take, do you remember that?
Yeah, because.
You know, so yeah, where did that come from? Because I don't know if you ever explained it. Did you?
I've never actually had this conversation, like why I came in that day. But I remember so clearly why I came in that day.
Okay, so let's hear it.
I don't know if like you were like really consciously doing it, but like you kind of had floated it out there, like that you kind of wanted to have a podcast and you thought it would be cool.
Yeah.
And like for me, like all like my experience with podcasts, I was like, that's the coolest thing ever. Like I would love to have a podcast. And I never really met someone that like
wanted to do it.
And I was like, well, if Paul wants to do this, like he seems like the kind of guy that would just be down to do it.
Yeah.
And so I was like, sitting like probably like doing homework on my laptop, and I just couldn't think straight because I was like, yesterday or like the day before, you were like talking about like possibly doing a podcast.
I think it was like, I think they were probably talking about one of the business ideas, and I was like, yeah, like I've had a lot of business ideas, like the Go Oats, the Ski World, Fab, and then I was like, and I've also like thought about doing a podcast. Like I think that must have been all I did.
Yeah.
Unless maybe I don't know.
I don't think it was like, it was just, it was probably not something you consciously did. It was probably just in passing.
I think so because I remember whenever you came up and you said, Paul, we need to do a podcast, I was like, whoa. Like, I was surprised that you would approach me about that. Not that you wouldn't before, but it surprised me because it is something that I've thought about.
Yeah.
And it's something that I've considered. And like, it just, in that moment, it like clicked for me. Because ever since we've all been roommates, we've talked a lot about
just ideas.
Conversations.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ideas, first of all, that's probably more than anything. We've talked about ideas and doing stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's like number one lesson for me from the semester. Like, get stuff done.
Yeah.
Well, as long as it's not homework.
Yeah.
Second of all, it's been a lot about just that, like that deep thinking and deep conversations.
Yeah.
Like, not only, like, we've talked about our love for deep conversations, we've had deep conversations. And so, like, whenever you said that, I was like, no way. We should actually do this. Like, if I'm going to make a podcast with anyone, it's probably going to be Jacob.
Yeah.
We're going to get stuff done. We can talk about stuff. Jacob's got his head, you know, resting squarely on his shoulders. So he's going to, like, it's not going to be some whimsical idea of, oh, we're going to make a podcast. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Like, no, like, we're going to make a plan. And we're going to, like, get it done. And then, did we make any plans there? Or did we start talking about what we wanted?
I think that was kind of just, like, a moment in time where it just, like, clicked for the both of us.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, this is really possible. Like,
okay. So just kind of, like, opening up the window and letting
the door,
stuff, like,
and then, like, I think slowly over the next week and a half, probably, we started, like, bouncing ideas.
Yeah.
And that's where the kind of, where it really came into, like, fruition. Where, like,
right.
We started brainstorming, okay, like, what could we actually talk about? Like,
right, what would, yeah.
Like, what would we be doing while we're having these conversations? Like, sure, you and I can have conversations. We do it all the time.
But no one's going
to
listen to them.
But why would you listen to our conversation about, like, some of the stupid stuff, right?
Yeah, well, we talk about some cool stuff, don't
we? Yeah, that's the thing. Like, we'd
disclaimer,
really,
we are very cool.
Yeah, like, super cool.
Super cool. Jacob even has a girlfriend. That's how cool he is.
Yeah, that's crazy. Anyways.
She can be our first fan.
Our first driver, yeah, she said she'd listen.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, what were we even talking about?
So we opened the door for the idea of podcast,
oh, yeah.
And then, like, slowly the ideas just start coming in.
Yeah, so we just, like...
Like, I know I had expressed at some point, like, oh, Friday Friends, but I was like, but that's, like, too,
like, that,
vague.
Like, the Friday Friends, I don't have any memory of that. Like,
really?
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure I talked to you about
I'm
that.
Sure you did, like...
I probably didn't call it Friday Friends. I was like, I just want to make contact.
Yeah.
People, I meet people.
I'm sure it was something along the lines of that. And I was like, oh, that sounds cool. Like, and it kind of just passed by.
Yeah.
But, like, it never really, like, stuck.
Okay.
It was just the fact that you wanted to do a podcast and I really wanted to do a podcast. And I was like, well, if he wants to do it and he seems serious about it.
Right.
I'm serious about it. So, like, that's why I approached you. I was like, dude, we need to do this. Like, if you're serious, like, and I can tell you where.
Too legit to quit.
Yeah. So, like, and then, like, I think it was probably, like, it was in the next week probably where we bounced ideas.
Yeah.
Where
just coming in from work one day and being like, I remember,
like,
you.
What could we do?
Right.
And then, like, that just kind of sparked, like, and it wasn't like a super, like, long conversation that we have. It was just like texts or coming
straight
home
up
from work and being like, hey, Paul, what do you think of this?
Well, what's really cool about that is so me and Jacob, we didn't have a lot of conversations, really long conversations about this, to be honest. Like, I can't think of any time that we've talked about this for, like, more than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
If that.
Not even.
But what we do is, like, we just seem to be on, like, the same train of thought. Like, we just, like, set off from the same spot or, like, headed towards the same, like, destination. And so, like, our ideas were not the same, but they were really similar and they really helped build off of each other and make the other person think.
Yeah.
So that whenever we did, it was like it's kind of like we did our homework for the very few and short conversations that we did have.
Yeah. It was like we came into those conversations. They didn't need to be, like, long and brainstorming, because we had done all the brainstorming before.
Right.
So we came and was like, okay, Paul, here's, like, some ideas I've had.
Right.
And, like, I, like, did some brainstorming with, like, ChatGPT. I was like, ChatGPT, like, what could I do? And I just, like, started bouncing things back. Like,
personally, I used spiritual revelation, but if you want to use AI,
yeah,
that's cool too.
We all have our own methods, right?
Everyone's,
like,
got their own
I use the AI, I use God. It's like, okay, yeah. We have our own methods, but, like,
take notes, everyone.
Yeah, for real. Who's smarter? But yeah, and so then it came down to, like, one day we kind of, I had thrown you a couple, like, ideas that I had brainstormed with, like, ChatGPT.
Right.
And I was like, okay, what do you think of these? And they, like, to be fair, like, ChatGPT and the AI, like, did some pretty comprehensive, like, in-depth, like, explanations of what you could do.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And then, like, I took some of it and I kind of put it into my own words and, like, and took some and twisted it and some of my own ideas of things I thought would be really cool to talk to people about.
Right.
And that's kind of when I sent you the big, like,
I remember that.
Super long.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't focus on my homework after that.
It was a text.
It was a
long text.
It was a small essay. Not even small. It was like probably like 500 words.
Yeah. It was a lot of text.
It was a lot of text.
And then that's kind of when you landed on, I think, take me back.
Right. Because we wanted to have a purpose behind it. And actually, that's what I kind of want to, kind of the next direction I want to move with this is, Jacob, I kind of wanted to ask you, like, what is your vision for this podcast? So obviously we want to make a podcast to make a podcast, but I feel like we do have a greater motivation, and we have a reason for making a podcast, and we have a message. And so I'm just curious, like, what are your thoughts on, and you're right, this doesn't have to be polished. We're just getting words out there, but why do you feel like, what do you want to accomplish?
A couple things. I'm a big believer that every person you come encounter with, whether extraordinary or not, has a story to tell.
Right.
And with that story comes valuable life lessons.
Yeah.
Like every single person you encounter with in the day, whether they're homeless or whether they're a millionaire.
Yeah.
I don't care who they are.
Right.
You have something to learn from them. And so that's kind of like, we're probably not going to get very many high profile guests on here.
Oh.
People you, at least.
Yeah. Let me speed dial Shane Reese.
Yeah. Right.
Kevin Young and Kalani Sitake.
We're not going to get those types of people on here, but I think
yet.
Yeah, yet. Obviously, like, it's just two young college kids just kind of messing around.
Yeah, with like, how many, we have like 15 minutes left on a reservation for this room.
Yeah, right? Like, we're literally using a rental room from BYU.
Oh my God, this is.
Yeah. But with that being said, like, I want people to be, be uplifted by the stories and life lessons of other people.
Yeah.
But then also understand, like, you don't need to talk to the craziest person in the world to have an uplifting and just genuine conversation. And then also in that process, make the people we're interviewing feel validated and feel like wow, those people, like Paul and Jacob, made me feel really good. Right. Not because I want to be like, look good in their eyes, but I want to give genuine validation.
Heard and seen.
Yeah. So I guess to throw it back to you, what are your kind of visions and what do you see as like some of like the things you want to accomplish with this?
Yeah, totally. I think that, excuse me. I would agree. I think that I would just kind of like break it down and say we've got three main purposes or points. The first one is to discover people's stories, right? That idea that everyone is interesting and everybody is more than just the box that they've been put into, right? That's something that you'll probably see a lot on this podcast is us talking about the boxes that we get put into. So that's like number one. Number two is number one is like more about the interviewee. I want them to feel heard, lifted, and to discover something about themselves. Number two is I want the audience to learn something about this person. You know, like you said, there's lots of life lessons. And at the very least, I want people to just feel like they know the interviewee, right? Yeah. Like the guest. Guest is probably better than interviewee. Yeah. Like I want them to feel like they know the guest by the end of our 20, 25-minute podcast or however long it's going to be. Mm-hmm. And then third is I want them to kind of learn by our example of how can they get to know people and how can they break people out of their boxes and kind of set them free to be who they really are, because I think that's something that I just go in missionary mode here, but I have a strong testimony of getting people and just they're so cool. And if you can just get to know them, and especially this past month or so, and our roommates and with all the people that we've been meeting, like getting to know them for who they are has been just a special experience.
It's just raw emotion.
And it's just real. Like I love these people now.
Yeah.
And I love them because I know them. I don't love them because they're pre-med. I don't love them because they work at the mail room. You know, I don't love them because they've got hobbies. I love them because they are them and they're funny. They have strengths. They have weaknesses. They have hopes. They have sorrows. They have personality. They've got, you know, things that they're proud of. They have their own superpowers and stuff like that. And I think that, yeah, like just showing the world like the beauty of meeting people.
Yeah.
Would be just like, even if it's just, you know, like, let's say we get 100 listeners a week.
If that.
Oh, yeah, I think we can get 100.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Not going to win. But I think that if we could just show them the beauty of getting to know people, that would be super cool. And I kind of like that, like the beauty of meeting people.
Yeah. I think there's something empowering about like the people that we've met like in the past month or so.
Oh, totally.
Like there's something empowering about like having them feel comfortable around you.
Oh, yeah.
Like I was having a conversation on Sunday night. And one of Natalie's roommates, Katie,
yeah.
She was like, Jacob, like I usually don't like open up to people.
Right.
But I feel like I can spill my guts out to you. And it's like, dude, like I've only known you for like.
Not even a month.
Like barely a month.
Yeah, it's probably a month now.
Probably about a month. But like.
Yeah.
It's crazy like how like there's something truly empowering about being able to like trust someone because you know that they care about you and they show that through their actions, right?
Yeah. Well, I going back to testify, I just want to testify that like this world is about relationships. Like,
oh yeah.
Like 100%. Think about the first two commandments. Well, what are those? It's have a relationship with your Father in heaven and have a relationship with the people around you, right?
Yeah.
Like this is a commandment from God. And so if we can show people how to do that, then that would just be super special. And I agree. Like, I think that there are not only is it just a good skill to have, but it benefits you so much.
Yeah.
You can't go into it thinking about that. You know, it's kind of like what we're going to probably also quote How to Win Friends and Influence People a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That's like canon right there, like doctrine. But like that talks about you have to be genuine. Like you have to get to know people for them. You can't have an agenda. But it does make you so much happier, and it just makes you a more fulfilled person.
Yeah, for sure. Like when you are able to have like think about like how you feel after having a conversation with someone about like, I don't know, football.
Yeah.
Versus when you have a conversation about someone about like something that they truly like are interested right. in. Like think about like the conversation we had the other night. Not the other night. It was probably a couple weeks ago when we went rock climbing.
Yeah,
with Maddie.
And we asked people what they were passionate about.
What are you actually, like, what's something crazy. You're passionate about? Like,
never would have guessed she was Mrs. Environmentalist.
Right, like, me neither. But, like, when you were able to ask someone, like,
that's not
the feeling insult, after that conversation was so good.
I can tell that you're environmentally aware, Maddie. I thought that was really cool. So.
Yeah, thanks, Maddie.
Thanks, Maddie. We know you also are listening because you promised you would.
Yep. Follower number two.
Follower number two. Yeah. Well, I think that this is one thing that I had just a little thought that I want to throw out there before we kind of conclude is I think it would be cool to, as we go through this podcast, maybe at the end of every season, because we will be making seasons. We haven't worked with our contract quite much. No, I'm just kidding. But it would be cool to go like at the end of each season to just sit down, the two of us, and talk about
kind of. Recap.
Well, not even just like recap, but just talk about what's going on and what we've learned from the people and also what we've learned about podcasting.
Yeah.
Right. Because I think that, you know, if our normal audience doesn't want to listen to that, right, if they just are here for the stories, that's totally okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of our story. So I will be a little bit offended if you don't listen. But if it could also just help people out to show that dreams are possible, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I know that sounds like a lot and we should probably stick with just a few purposes, but hey, side purpose, dreams, make them come true.
Yeah.
Don't let your dreams be dreams.
Just do it.
Just do it. I should coin that.
Yeah.
Anyways, should we wrap up now?
Yeah. Right. You want it?
Well then, everyone, this is Paul and Jacob, and we are so thankful to have you listening. We hope that you tune in next time and be And we invite you to practice your conversational skills this week and to write down any notes or thoughts that you've had about the conversation that we've had today. We love you. Good night.